We are 30 minutes away from puck drop game 5. On this episode of the Hockey Talk Show, previewing game 5, we are going to talk about free agency. We are going to talk about the New Jersey Devils. We're going to talk about the New York Islanders. We are going to talk about Sean Avery. Checking in on him. Still an idiot. And Zdeno Chara, speaking of checking in, will Big Z be in the lineup for tonight? I will tell you my thoughts on that and so much more on this episode of the Hockey Talk Show. Oh, yeah. Let me tell you something. We threw this one together quickly, but we did not want to miss a night. So I think we're going to do a big one this weekend where we're really going to sort of dive into some of the trade rumors that we have going on right now. So if you have some trade rumor questions, be sure to leave those for me in the Facebook or YouTube chat. Be sure to shoot me a Twitter or a Facebook message. You can leave us messages on the Anchor app right now, which is really exciting. If you have the Anchor app, that's a fun way to listen to the podcast. And of course, we always encourage you guys to download and listen to our podcast because that is our huge moneymaker right now. Def, go Boston. I think a lot of people are rooting for Boston tonight. Game 5. It is now a best of 3 series. I like the Bruins tonight. I'm not going to hold that off till the end. I like every home team from here till the end of the series. I think Boston wins it in 7. I think Boston's going to be too much tonight for the St. Louis Blues. They're at home ice. They're going to have their crowd behind them. I think the fact that the Zdeno Chara rumors, like, oh, is Zdeno Chara going to play? Is he going to be on the ice tonight? Well, take a look at him during morning skate this morning. This was him just a few hours ago during morning skate. Look at Big Z. Broken jaw and all. Let me get out there. Put the full mask on me, Big Cat. Let's get out there and make it happen. We got some St. Louis Blues to roast up here. And that is exactly what we're going to do tonight in Game 5. Give me the ice. Let me do it. I think this whole will he dress, will he not dress, Zdeno Chara is a game time decision tonight, is a move, purely and truly a move from the coaching staff. Because if you think of it like this, is he going to play? Is he not going to play? This is beneficial in 2 ways. One, you kind of keep your own guys in suspense a little bit, right? And then what happens? Their captain jumps on the ice. He's right there alongside with them, gives them a little bit of that boost. 2, St. Louis has to prepare for him or not him, you know? So they're going to be juggling things a little bit. And in this series where we know who the goaltenders are every single game, it's nice to put a little air of mystery into the situation. So that's where I think this game time decision on Zdeno Chara comes from. I think he'll be in the lineup tonight for sure. The one thing that does worry me a little bit, though, is he does have a broken jaw, so he is going to be a little bit not 100%, right? And then Grzelcyk is going to be a game-time decision. If he goes back in, now you have 2 defensemen together who are not at full capacity. So that worries me a little bit, but I think that the Bruins are going to mask that a little bit, get more out of Krug and Charlie McAvoy, who have been lights out stellar so far this offseason. I'm sure you're sitting there as a Boston Bruins fan going, why the hell can't Torrey Krug play like this all the time? And that's a question that he's going to have to answer at some point in the offseason and the beginning of next season. Because if you remember when Krug came in, he was killer. When he came into the league, he was killer. Then he kind of slowed down a little bit, settled in. Then he kind of had a little bit of ups and downs. But now we are seeing the Torrey Krug of full potential. And again, this has got to have Boston Bruins fans just scratching their head a little bit. Thumbs up, guys, in the Facebook and YouTube chats. Let me know that you're out there. And if you have any questions on what's going on, we'll start to tackle some of the rumors. But as far as tonight goes, again, the key for this series, if the Blues have any shot of winning in this series whatsoever, they have got to hit like there's no tomorrow. If you want to be effective, if you want to really get in there and cause some issues early on in this game tonight, you better hit Zdeno Chara, and you better hit him hard. You want to make an impact? You want to have a shot at winning this one? Club the hell out of Zdeno Chara the first time he's on the ice. clobber him, shoulder right through the chest, put him down if you can. That will absolutely send a message if you're the St. Louis Blues. Just short of that, I just don't know. Although, how much do you love Ryan O'Reilly's game so far in this series? He has been absolutely phenomenal. Phenomenal. We don't have a lot of time tonight. It's a quick show for us here, so we'll get into some trade rumors. As we set up the top of the show, we're going to talk about the Devils and Taylor Hall. We're going to talk about the Ottawa Senators. We're going to talk about the Vancouver Canucks a little bit. Def asking here, Vancouver and Toronto are talking trade. We'll talk about it. We're going to talk about the Islanders a little bit. Let's talk about Sean Avery and what an idiot he is. Speaking of trades, he hops on to Instagram the other day, or was it Twitter or Instagram? I think it was Instagram. Hops on his Instagram stories and breaks a trade according to his sources. Listen to this idiot.
All right, Leafs Nation. Breaking news. Per my sources in Toronto, Nazem Kadri has been traded for Jacob Trouba. That is confirmed. I'm telling you first, per my sources in Toronto.
All right, so there is the idiot known as Sean Avery. I could not disagree with this guy more ever since he got out of a uniform. It's funny, when he was a player, I liked him just fine because he was an irritator. Even when he was irritating the teams that I was playing against, he was innovative. He was a hustler. He played his rear end off, and I could appreciate that. Ever since he hung up the skates, I can't stand this guy. With the stuff he said about the Islander fans during the John Tavares thing, he couldn't have been more wrong. He couldn't be more wrong about this. Now, if he's serious about this, which he has that stupid serious face, we should have known not to take this so seriously the second he said Nazem and not Nazem. Everybody knows the guy's name is Nazem Kadri. And then he says Jacob Trouba. So I look at this and I go, okay, if he's for real, he's an idiot. If he's trying to be humorous and cause a stir, he's an even bigger idiot because this isn't funny. There's nothing great about this. What do you do? You go on there and you say this crazy stuff and then you get everybody to talk about you a little bit. To me, that's thirsty. That's loserdom. And I want no part of it. I bring it up because it's a hockey topic, but I bring it up to point out what an idiot this guy is. And knowing the difference between humorous and not humorous, this falls on the not humorous side. I really wish Sean Avery would just take a break from society for a little while. Delete that Twitter, my man. There's no reason for it whatsoever. Priscilla, hey Aunt Sean Avery, best Ranger ever, LOL. Yeah, he was invented. I gotta tell you, I kind of loved his game on the ice. You know, he's very similar to Brad Marchand. I can respect these guys. You know, he got in there. I thought that play where he was in Marty Brodeur's face. I forget when it was. It was Rangers Devils, and he turned around and he faced Marty Brodeur and screened him that way instead of facing, you know, his teammates who had the puck. He was going to catch a shot in the back of the knee. And if anybody's ever done that, it's very, very painful. But I thought it was very creative and inventive. So I'll give the guy credit. I did appreciate his game as a player. It was dirty at times. I never really appreciate that. But, you know, I liked him as a player. As somebody that I have to listen to speak, I want to pull my eyes out and my ears off when I see him start to talk. It drives me up a wall. I can't stand it whatsoever. He drives me crazy. Let's talk about the Islanders. Let's ruffle some feathers here. A couple quick hits on the Islanders, and then we'll move on to Erik Karlsson and where he's going to wind up. Is it Ottawa? Is it Montreal? Will Taylor Hall, John Tavares, the New Jersey Devils, we'll get into that as well. But if you look at your screen here, and if you're listening on the podcast, my apologies. On the screen is the Belmont Stakes, which is this Saturday, the 151st running of the Belmont Stakes. It's usually the third leg in the Triple Crown. We don't have a Triple Crown this year because the Preakness and the Kentucky Derby were wrecks. But the Islanders have teamed up with the Belmont Stakes, which is run in Belmont, which coincidentally is also the place that they're trying to get their new arena built in the parking lot. So everybody who's asking me about updates and everything like that, Nobody's heard anything. Nobody knows anything. The last word we have on this is from Lou Lamoriello, who said, and I quote, shovels will be in the ground this summer. If you know anything I don't, shovels will be in the ground this summer. So I view this as, don't read into this too seriously, but it absolutely can't be taken as a bad thing that the Islanders are teaming up with the Belmont Stakes and the New York Horse Racing Association to put together this partnership for the Belmont Stakes for this weekend. As you can see here, there's a little bit of a slideshow. Islander logo is kind of slapped all over it. $30 clubhouse. It's a promotion. It's a very simple thing. It doesn't really mean anything right or wrong, or it's going to happen or not going to happen. But I'm saying it's a positive thing. It's not a negative thing, is what I'm saying. It's not a negative thing. Like, at least the Islanders are in there and they're working with Belmont. I take that as a good sign. I don't say this is locked up and done for sure. But between Lou's words and this, I feel like it's a good thing. Let's ruffle some feathers a little bit further for Islander fans and the Toronto Maple Leafs fans. This comes from Isles Blog, who does a really good job. And as you can see on your screen here, this young gentleman who is being spotlighted on the right-hand side of the page is Mitch Marner. And they are clearly in a Vegas pool somewhere for a bachelor party. I think this is for Casey Cizikas, but don't quote me on that. And as you can see, there's a lot of shirtless gentlemen around him. It's a lot of hockey players. It's Nick Leddy. It's Casey Cizikas. It's Matt Martin. It's a lot of New York Islanders. And there's Mitch Marner wearing orange sunglasses and a blue hat. This does not mean that Mitch Marner is going to sign with the New York Islanders, but it also doesn't mean that he's not going to sign with the New York Islanders. This is definitely going to ruffle some feathers up in Toronto, and we all know that some of the Maple Leafs fans deserve that right around this time of year. So there you go. There's Mitch Marner, topless in a pool with the New York Islanders, wearing orange sunglasses and a blue hat. If you're listening on the podcast, take a look at your timer and switch on over to the Facebook or YouTube channel and take a look at that little image right there of Mitch Marner, topless in the pool with the rest of the New York Islanders. Let's fly through some trade rumors as we are about 10 minutes away from puck drop here. And also, let me know in the comment section if you like this show right before the puck drop, because I like to do shows earlier in the day. I felt like we had better shows when we were doing them earlier in the day. Sometimes that's not always possible, but that's kind of what we aim for. But if you like these a little bit closer to puck drop time, let me know. Let's go around and take a look at some of the trade rumors and free agency rumors that we are hearing, that people are talking about. Aaron Portsline is hearing that the number one choice for Matt Duchene is not Montreal, but Nashville. He does, however, admit that Elliot Friedman's reporting that Duchene's spot or preferred spot is Montreal. He's not going to argue with Elliot Friedman. Let's see here. What are your thoughts on that? I think Matt Duchene is going to be highly coveted. I think he had a nice little bit of a rebound end of the year with the Columbus Blue Jackets. Obviously, the fact that, you know, he was able to hop on that horse and ride them into the playoffs and, you know, have a fair amount of success and play fairly decently was a good thing, because prior to that, the mood on Matt Duchene was he doesn't get along with the people in Colorado and wants out from his favorite team ever that he was drafted by, lucky enough to get there. Then he goes to Ottawa, where he's a part of that, you know, Uber driver, you know, embarrassment video. Then he gets traded from there and goes to Columbus. So at least it's a little bit of a good story to end things for Matt Duchene. I think he'll get paid off pretty well. Somebody that I'm not quite sure is going to get paid off all that well is Erik Karlsson. I still think he's going to do well financially, but he's not going to get the money that PK Subban got. He's not going to get the money that Drew Doughty got. I just don't see it. I mean, he's going to shoot for it. That's what his agent's going to shoot for. I just don't see him getting that. So we start to see these rumors now that could Erik Karlsson go back to the Ottawa Senators? And I think it is possible. A lot of people are reporting this. A lot of people think that he's going to stay in San Jose or he's going to go to the Ottawa Senators. The other thing with that is, can he go to Montreal, just an hour up the road from Ottawa, because his wife is an Ottawa girl, and the thought is that she's going to want to go back there. Now, I don't think we'll know the truth behind any of this, but if we're going to peel behind the logic of some of these speculations and rumors, his wife is from Ottawa. If she is said to be homesick, if she is legitimately homesick, the possibilities of him going back to Ottawa or Montreal are endless. And you have to also add into that, if he's not going to get the money, the big $9, $10 million contract over 8 years, he's 29 years old, he's been banged up a ton. If he's not going to get that money, maybe he will finally go back to Ottawa and take the $7 million. Like, if he goes out into the free agency market, let's just play with this for a second and see how it feels. If he goes out to the free agency market and he's asking for Drew Doughty, PK Subban, $9, $10 million, and everybody, all the teams say to him, well, look, Eric, we appreciate you. We want your talents here, but we can't give you $9 million over 7 years. But we'd love to give you $7 million over 5 years. Or we'd love to give you $7.5 over five, whatever it is. And he calls up and he tells his agent, you know what, call up Eugene Melnyk, see what the offer is, because I'm sure whatever it was probably around the $7 million mark to begin with them. Can we get that money? I'll go back home. I'll play for the other Senators. I'm comfortable there. My wife's from, like, do you see what I'm saying? Like, it is entirely possible. Now, unless he's super hurt and unwilling to go back, then and only then does Montreal become a more tantalizing offer. But I think that Ottawa will be his first offer. Now, that is if, you know, that bridge hasn't been burned, which we're not entirely too sure that it hasn't. Now, we know that there was a scuffle between Mike Hoffman and him. Mike Hoffman is obviously gone, so that might alleviate it, but we don't know how deep that scar or that burn goes for, we don't know how deep that burn goes for Erik Karlsson and Eugene Melnyk. Maybe there's more there. Maybe there's no way he goes back. Maybe he's happy enough in San Jose. But as we're seeing with Patrick Marleau, being on one side of the world matters. You know, if you want to be closer to your home, you want to be closer to your family, that's going to be a big deal. That's going to play into where you wind up playing. You know, and then you're going to start to see some other teams like perk up and be like, oh, he wants to be on the East Coast. He wants to be in Ottawa. He wants to be in Montreal. That's not going to work out. The possibilities aren't going to be there. Let's see if we can throw some money on him. Because it's easier to go from Tampa Bay to Ottawa than it is to go from San Jose to Ottawa. A 2.5 hour flight is a world of difference between a 4.5, 5 hour flight, 6 hour flight, you know. So we'll follow that. We'll keep our eye on that. I still don't know if Tampa Bay works cap space wise. We'll look into this. Again, we have time in between games here. Game 5 tonight, Thursday. Game 6 will be in St. Louis. Is that on Saturday or Sunday? I'll check that for you right now. Game 6 is going to be on the 9th. So tomorrow's the 7th. Saturday's the 8th. So it's game 6. So yeah, so Saturday, maybe we'll do a show Saturday where we can really sit down and really dive into some of these rumors and take a look at cap space and see what's what. But Karlsson to Tampa Bay, I'm just still not comfortable buying that one. Let's talk about Taylor Hall. The rumors were that Taylor Hall was in no rush to sign with the New Jersey Devils. That, by the way, is something that he said earlier in the season because he could have signed. The idea of him signing has come up a lot earlier than now. Then there was a story in the fourth period where, let's see here, the agent for Taylor Hall, New Jersey Devils general manager Ray Shiro, dismissed a recent report in the fourth period claiming the left winger wasn't interested in re-signing with the Devils right now. Darren Ferris, Hall's agent, said he communicates regularly with Shiro. I'm not going to speak to it because it's all fictitious and I'm just not going to respond to any of those questions out of respect to the conversations and discussions that are ongoing. Shiro also offered a blunt response to the story saying, no idea where they got that from, aside from a source. Shiro told NHL.com in a text message, nothing on our end has changed. I have never heard differently from Taylor or Darren Ferris. This is just jibber jabber. I can't find the video. If I do find it, I will share it with you. But there is it might have been an NHL.com video, but there was video of Taylor Hall walking around New Jersey, right on the river, looking across to New York, saying how happy he was to play in New Jersey. But he did say something to the effect that he wasn't in a rush to get a contract done. Either way, you know, unless you're sitting there going, look, this is the only place I want to play, you have got to worry. Let's look at Steven Stamkos, Exhibit A, who wound up staying, John Tavares, Exhibit B, who wound up going. There is a possibility that Taylor Hall would go. And let's be honest with each other. The guy was drafted in a horrible system in Edmonton. He was there for a long time. It didn't work out. It was a crummy experience for him. He gets traded to the Devils. Not a great first year. Second year, they make the playoffs. Let's see what's happening here. Third year, they miss the playoffs. If you're Taylor Hall, okay, and you're one of the great players in the game, and you haven't been respected like one of the great players in the game, and you haven't been paid like one of the great players of the game, and you haven't had a team built around you like one of the great players in the game, what loyalty do you have to the New Jersey Devils right now? Now, I'm not saying he's going to leave, because he certainly does seem like he is happy there. He did say that. It feels like a thing that he's like, all right, maybe I will stay here. But I think that Taylor is in that John Tavares sort of flight path where he's like, well, let's see what they do. Let's see what they add. Devils have a projected cap space of $35 million next year. Dear Jesus. Taylor Hall is coming off of a $6 million contract. Taylor Hall is better than a $6 million player. You know what I mean? Taylor Hall has got to be sitting there looking at all these $9, $10, $11 million deals that are getting signed going, well, that's where I need to be. Now, we could sit there and here's Def in the chat saying he's all but gone. I can't argue with that. Can't argue with him on that. But I don't think it's that easy. I think the Devils can salvage Taylor Hall for sure. But again, if you're Taylor Hall, you've never been able to control your destiny. You started in Edmonton because you were drafted. Then you were in New Jersey because you got traded. Never once during your time did you have real leverage to be like, no, this is where I want to be. And he's an 80-point guy. You know, he hit 80 points in 2013-14 in Edmonton, hit 93 points with the Devils last season. The guy can, you know, guy could put the puck in the net. The guy could put the puck in the net for sure. But why does he want to limit himself to the Devils when he can go out there and see what's what? I mean, because there's plenty of teams out there that are going to look for a big-time scoring winger with a lot of speed. And he's a captain. It's captain material. Chara is playing tonight. What a trooper. I mean, I hate to say I'm right a lot of the time, but I'm right a lot of the time. I hate to say I called it, but we could all go back to the beginning of this broadcast when I played this video of Chara walking out for morning skate going, this guy's going to be in the lineup tonight. Look at him. You can't stop him. You can't stop him whatsoever. Break my jaw. He's going to be out on that ice tonight going, break my other jaw, St. Louis. The only way I'm not being, playing in this game is if I'm dead. You want to get rid of Zdeno Chara, you better kill him. And I'm going to be honest with you. If you want to kill Zdeno Chara, I don't think he can die by regular bullets. You're going to have to put some garlic around your neck, stake through the heart. I think that's more the way to go. I've never seen fangs, but he's 42 and he's playing like he's 20. So there's got to be something to that. There's absolutely got to be something to that. All right. That is it as far as the quick rumors. Let's do Winnipeg really quickly, because Winnipeg, to me, is such a super interesting team. We are really going to be keeping our eye on them. When we get a chance to really dive into rumors and do a big rumor show and a, you know, an RFA offer sheet show, Winnipeg is going to be central around this, because they've got Trouba, they've got Connor, they've got Line A. They got a lot of pieces that could be moving. That Winnipeg lineup could be looking super, super different. Ken Wybie examined which clubs could make the best offer for Jacob Trouba. The 25-year-old Jets defenseman is an RFA with arbitration rights, who's also a year away from UFA eligibility. There's speculation he could be traded before month's end. Wybie lists the Philadelphia Flyers, the Buffalo Sabres, the Pittsburgh Penguins, New York Rangers, New Jersey Devils as possible trade partners. Targets for return from the Flyers could include defenseman Ivan Provorov and Travis Sanheim, winger Travis Konechny, or center Nolan Patrick. I doubt it. I think they love Provorov, and I think they love Sanheim. Konechny seems to be a solid guy. It's possible, but I doubt it. Sabres defenseman Rasmus Ristolainen has surfaced in trade rumors this spring. Do not believe that. I don't foresee Rasmus Ristolainen whatsoever being a trade possibility. He is a centerpiece for the Buffalo Sabres, and he's going to be just fine. He's going to be a Sabre for a while. Unless he doesn't get along with Kruger. But outside of that, I don't see that happening. Not whatsoever. Possible trade targets from the Penguins could include defenseman Brian Dumoulin or Olli Maatta or center Nick Bjugstad. Again, those guys aren't worthy of Trouba. The only way they go back in the other direction is if Winnipeg is really in a jam and is forced to make a move. Possible targets from the Penguins, and so the Rangers defenseman Brady Shea or center Brett Howden could interest the Jets, as could Devils defenseman Damon Severson. Wybie believes the Jets could also target a first-round pick from the Flyers, Sabres, Penguins, and Rangers. Frank Cervelli reports that general manager Kevin Shevardayoff will try to re-sign Tyler Myers. The 29-year-old Blue Liner is slated to become a UFA on July 1 should the Jets trade Trouba. That just makes a ton of sense. Cervelli said there's no shortage of teams with interest in Myers. The Vancouver Canucks, Colorado Avalanche, and Dallas Stars could pursue him. He could even earn over $6 million annually on the open market. The cap-strapped Jets could try and get him at a slight discount in exchange for an expanded role on a potential winger. I think we're going to see something that we saw a lot 2 or 3, 4 years ago with free agency, where you've got to be first. I don't know if you remember this. I have to go back and pinpoint the year. But it was in a cap year, and all of a sudden, guys started getting raises off of the first couple of, you know, strangulation cap years. Guys started getting raises, and contracts started getting handed out. And then players that were maybe a little bit older, that were getting big money, suddenly couldn't find that money. And it was really became a first-come, first-serve sort of situation. And I think we're going to see that in the National Hockey League this year. We're going to see a first-come, first-serve situation. Time is going to matter. Sometimes in the offseason, especially now with that, you know, discussion period where you get from June 23rd till July 1st to talk to players, time is going to become of the essence, because these guys are going to go out, they're going to find their deals, and they're going to sign them. You're going to see guys like Trouba, guys like Carlson, you know, Line A, whoever. They're going to be like, you know what? I want this money for this term. Go find it for me. And the agent's going to go out there and he's going to blah, 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 blah. Hey, it's these two teams, these three teams. Great. Here they are, A, B, and C. Go get it. I don't care where I go. Go get it. We're going to see a lot of that. And teams are going to be like, well, I want to get player A, but he's non-committal and player B is not that much different. And it's, I can, all right, give me player B. You know what I mean? They're going to move in there and they're going to get him. So I think we're going to see a lot of that sort of scenario. Trouba, I think, will get traded. Really, the team that should be moving on him is the Toronto Maple Leafs. They need a defenseman like Jacob Trouba, and they're not going to have the cap space to go out and get him. More trade rumors and the like on the next Hockey Talk show. We've got to run. If you're tuning in late here, go ahead and watch the replay on Facebook or YouTube. Catch up with the podcast. We'll upload that about an hour from now, so you can listen on your way to work tomorrow or heading to bed tonight. If you can, make sure you listen to the podcast. That is our biggest form of revenue for the Hockey Talk Show as of right now. Thanks so much, guys, for the discussion, for the quick move. And let me know what you think, if you like the earlier shows or you like the shows right before puck drop. I mean, it's not going to matter after the next three games because we're not going to have a puck drop till October. So, but let me know. Feels like we'll do something on Saturday when we have a little bit of time to really dive in and talk about free agency and offer sheets. I've been sitting on a ton of material that I want to dive into, but it takes a longer form discussion to do that. And with the Stanley Cup Finals being in there and all that news, it's just been difficult. Do we know if Grizzlick is in or just Chara? Thanks, Priscilla, Aaron, Eddie, Liz, of course. Thanks, everybody over in the YouTube side. Thanks, everybody on the Facebook side. Lots of thumbs up and things like that. I'm a little worried about the Bruins tonight if Grizzlick and Chara are in there. I don't like two not 100% defensemen being in the mix here. But I think Chara gives them a lift for sure. I think Chara really gives them a lift for sure. All right, we'll have to see. Puck's about to drop in Boston. Give me the Boston Bruins tonight over the St. Louis Blues. Give me the Blues in game six. I think it's going to be Bruins in game seven, or we might flip a coin. Don't hold me to that, but definitely give me the Bruins tonight. I'll see you again before we get into game six right here on the Hockey Talk Show, Facebook and YouTube Live, the podcast on Spotify, TuneIn, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and of course, HockeyTalkShow.com. Have a great night, everybody.